Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
This is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. So did everyone have a good week? More importantly, did you find the time to pray to Jesus? You see, to me, there's nothing more important than prayer, because it's through prayer that we get to talk to Jesus whenever we want about whatever is on our minds. We can share good things or bad things. We can talk to Jesus as if we're talking to our best friend, because in many ways, Jesus is our best friend. Jesus does listen. It's true He doesn't answer us in words, but He does answer us through the words and actions of others, often bringing us to where He wants us to be through events that take place in our lives. That's exactly what happened to me, because prior to 2010, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church, and I was not praying. But thankfully, the Lord saw something in me, because through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt orchestrated by Him, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was when we feel our faith slipping, and how it is perfectly normal for each of us to have doubts from time to time. But rather than giving in to those doubts, the solution is to reach out to Jesus through prayer and ask for His help, and letting us use our doubt to strengthening our faith. On today's show, I want to speak about a complex emotion, one that is becoming more prevalent in today's society, and one that is not good. Today's topic is never seek revenge. When we think of the word revenge, most of us don't realize that the desire to seek revenge comes to us from the devil. It starts when we allow our tempers to kick in after someone has harmed or hurt us in some way. And it can happen very quickly, oftentimes without us even taking a moment to think about our actions. Road rage, for example, is happening way too often, and many cases have been reported that have resulted in serious injuries or even death. How does it happen? Someone cuts us off on the highway, possibly almost hitting our car or causing us to jam on the brakes. We get angry, our temper kicks in, and suddenly we find ourselves speeding down the highway to catch up to the person, and when we do, we honk our horn, perhaps display an inappropriate hand gesture, or worse yet, we wind up in a physical altercation. Now, I'm not saying we're supposed to be happy and jump for joy when someone cuts us off on the highway, but rather than give in to our temper, we as Christians need to stop, take a breath, and ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus chase after the car? I don't think so. It's okay if we're upset, but we should also be grateful that nothing happened and do our best to move on, because as Christians, we should never seek revenge. There is no place in the Christian world for revenge, and we must always do our best to avoid letting our temper take over, causing us to do things that most often we will regret. Never seek revenge. Understanding why we don't pursue vengeance is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic today is never seek revenge. As humans, we have many emotions, and the desire for revenge is one of them. It starts when we get angry about something that happened or something a person did. Next, we start to think about how we can get even, and before we know it, there we are seeking revenge. The devil loves when we are thinking this way, and he does his best to tempt us until we take action. Revenge has led people to inflict physical damage to homes, businesses, and cars. Some individuals get into fist fights, use weapons, and sadly, some even murder. None of these actions are those of a Christian and can only lead us to bad places. We have to do our best to never pursue vengeance when we lose our temper. When we find we are, stop immediately and seek the Lord's help. Always remember that as Christians, we should never seek revenge. The first song I'm going to play today is based on a metaphor. The song is called I Walk With the Lord. In writing this song, I thought back to my journey after finding Jesus. It took a little time before I truly understood what it meant to have Jesus in my life and what it meant for me to let Him be the one to lead. In the verses, we hear the contrast of going it alone or following the Lord, and then in the chorus, the idea of walking with the Lord. Please listen now to my song, I Walk With the Lord.
Life can be so hard, with ups and downs to the door. The choices we make can lead to mistakes, but I walk with the Lord. It's easy to drift away. Challenges come all the time, the difficulties of life, so go it alone, on their own, but I walk with the Lord. Faith is when we believe in Him filling every need. Feel His love from heaven.
He hears
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Today's topic is never seek revenge. It's not uncommon for our emotions to run wild. Each of us reacts differently when dealing with our emotions. Some of us may just get upset when something bad happens, while others may get furious and outraged. What matters most is that we don't give in to the bad emotions, because when we do, it will only make things worse. If we're angry and we allow our temper to take over, before we know it, we're throwing things and getting involved in physical brawls with others that can only lead to serious injuries and consequences like jail time. Doesn't it make sense to not let those things happen? Well, of course it does. And the simple solution is to not give in to those feelings, but rather turn to Jesus through prayer. Whenever we feel ourselves affected by our temper or anger, stop and immediately seek out Jesus through prayer and ask for his help. Ask him to prevent us from giving in to our anger and to take the rage away and help us remain calm and at peace. As soon as we pray, we will feel our emotions change because we will be talking with Jesus, and immediately, instead of anger and rage, we will feel peace and calm. Then, once we calm down, we'll begin to see things clearly and realize that whatever we are angry over is not worth it, and rather than waste our time and energy on something we cannot change, it's best to move on and forget about it. Let's suppose something changes at the office, and we're now forced to work with someone nasty, sarcastic, and hurtful. We need the job to pay our bills, so we just cannot quit. Forget about plotting revenge, but instead pray to Jesus and share the situation with him. We may find that the person gets transferred, or we may find ourselves with a promotion to a new job. Once we get the Lord involved and let him handle the situation, all we have to do is trust that he will handle it and be patient for things to change. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once every day, but know that he is there anytime for us to reach out to him when we have a need. Prayer really is the solution for all of our problems. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. As we continue to talk about today's topic, never seek revenge, we can turn to the Bible where it says, Luke chapter 6, verse 31, "And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them." This Bible verse is a reminder for all of us that before we react and lash out at someone for something they may have said or done, think how we would feel if the situation was reversed. Maybe whatever happened wasn't intentional, but rather an accident. If we were the ones who had that accident, would we want whoever was affected to lash out at us? Always think about how we want to be treated before we take offensive action towards someone else. It's not our Christian way. We should never be cruel, hurtful, or mean to someone, and no matter what has taken place, we should never seek revenge. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat song called Give Music to the Lord. Music clearly is a gift from God, and our Lord wants us to engage in music, particularly singing, whenever we have a chance, because it's another way for us to praise and worship our Lord. We should always sing with the choir or cantor in church. If we're out somewhere and we hear a hymn being played or sung, we should sing along. The Lord does not care what type of voice we have, but he does care when we don't sing. Always use music as a way to praise our Lord and sing as strongly as we can, for it pleases the Lord. In the song we're about to hear, the lyrics and the verses tell us how great we feel when we are singing to the Lord. And then in the chorus, how wonderful it is when we give music to the Lord. Please listen now to my song, Give Music to the Lord.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts. Or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, Jesus begins with what sounds very harsh and says, "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." After continuing with some other examples, he ends by saying, "Any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." The gospel is not to be taken literally, but is teaching all of us that only our Lord and our relationship with him is what matters if we seek a place in heaven. when we value life here on earth and all our possessions more than our love for our God, we cannot be granted a place in the kingdom of God. I chose for today Psalm 12, Cry Out for Joy and Gladness. This psalm, written by David, shares his plea for our Lord's intervention as David trusts that our Lord will protect the weak and punish the wicked. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text, supported by a modern melody and a contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen out to my version of Psalm 12, Cry Out for Joy and Gladness. This psalm has been published by Worship Now.
Cry out for joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Cry out for joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Sandbox. A little boy was spending his morning playing in the sandbox. He had with him his box of cars and trucks, his plastic pail, and a shiny red plastic shovel. In the process of creating roads and tunnels in the soft sand, he discovered a large rock in the middle of the sandbox. The lad dug around the rock, managing to dislodge it from the dirt. With a little bit of struggle, he pushed and nudged the rock across the sandbox by using his feet. He was a very small boy, and the rock was huge. When the boy got the rock to the edge of the sandbox, however, he found that he couldn't roll it up and over the little wall. Determined, the little boy shoved, pushed, and pried, but every time he thought he had made some progress, the rock tipped and then fell back into the sandbox. The little boy grunted, struggled, pushed, and shoved, but his only reward was to have the rock roll back, smashing his chubby fingers. Finally, he burst into tears of frustration. All this time, the boy's father watched from his living room window as the drama unfolded. At the moment the tears fell, a large shadow fell across the boy and the sandbox. It was the boy's father. Gently but firmly, he said, "Son, why didn't you use all the strength that you had available?" Defeated, the boy sobbed back, "But I did, Daddy. I did. I used all the strength that I had." "No, son," corrected the father kindly. "You didn't use all the strength you had. You didn't ask me." With that, the father reached down, picked up the rock, and removed it from the sandbox. How many times have we failed when we tried to use all of our strength to face the trials and temptations this life has to offer? Why not use all the strength that is available to us through our Father in heaven? Are you having a hard time right now? Ask God the Father for help.
Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.